Hi, Andrew.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thank you.
Good. So, yeah, I was just following up because I noticed that you recently signed up with us and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I just feel like I don't really, you know, I don't really need your guys' service at this time, I guess you could say. I mean, and yeah, when I don't know the name of the guy who called me originally, but I had told him that I, you know, I had just signed up with Angie's and like I didn't want another service at the time, but then he tried to give me a discount or something and just basically just sold me, you know. I gave in, but I honestly don't see how. Yeah, I just don't really know how it's gonna benefit my business. I mean, like, is it supposed to? Like, am I supposed to appear higher in, like, Google search? I tried searching for myself. I still don't see my name. So, I mean.
Okay, so in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, we do disclose that first page placement typically takes 30 to 45 days. So this isn't like an Angie lead. So with Angie leads, it's a pay-per-lead service. So obviously, the faster they start sending you leads, the faster they start making money, right? But with this, it takes a little bit longer. But once you're ranking on the first page, it's unlimited. So it doesn't matter if you get 5 jobs in a month or if you grow your business and you get 50 jobs in a month, you're still paying the same flat rate. And that's the beauty of this is that when a consumer does a search online, 87% of them will hire off the first page of Google. So that means that there's only 13%. You know, if you took all those other sources and kind of lumped them into one category and said, let's look at Angie Leads, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, you name it, all of those directories combined are only getting 13%, where 87% hires off the first page of Google. So a program like this naturally is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business, especially since you're in San Jose, which is a highly competitive area for what you do. But let me ask you, just because you were a little bit uneasy about this, have you been on your dashboard and seen any of the results, or have you seen the website that we built or anything like that so far?
I did briefly, like, check the dashboard, but I don't really, like, know what I'm looking at. Like, I did see the, you know, the website that you guys built. And actually, I originally wanted my domain. I had my own domain, and I asked them if they could switch it because right now it's not my domain. There were some issues logging it or, like, you know, accessing my domain, whatever. But I tried to tell them, and they have access to it now, and they still aren't changing it. So I'm kind of like, okay, forget it then, you know?
I see. So how is your domain different? I could probably read through all the notes, but what do you prefer it to be?
My original domain that I have is rconstruction.org. Right now they gave me rconstructionca.com.
Okay. Yeah, so assuming that they have all of the login info, we can get that fixed for you. That's not a problem. And then
yeah,
I can have...
They told me that, but I just don't see what the holdup is. I mean, I don't think it's that hard to change the domain. And they keep saying, oh, we'll let you know when it's done, blah, blah, blah. But it hasn't been done, so.
Okay. Let me ask that department right now while we're on the phone and just see, because it could be that there's something missing that they need from you. But if that's the case, I have you on the phone right now and I can get it, you know. So let me just ask and see if someone will respond. So,
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to put, so it's arcconstruction.org.
Yeah.
I like the name of your business. Where did you come up with that?
Well, I'm a Christian, so I got it from.
Amen. I thought so, because of the Noah's Ark, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. That's cool.
Yeah, I wanted to name my company something related to, you know, the Bible, related to God. So. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I'm a believer too, and several of us in the office are as well. We used to go to a big Bible study every week on Thursdays, but now they don't have that midweek study anymore. But there's a lot of us here in the office that are believers too. Yeah. Have you heard of Greg Laurie? Harvest?
I have not.
Harvest Christian? Oh, okay. So he travels around the country and he does crusades. He's kind of like a modern day Billy Graham. And he has a church, in Riverside, California, but also a second one in Orange County, California. And because he has the two campuses, he's going back and forth. On Sundays, he does the, you know, the 9 o'clock service in Riverside. He jumps in the car and does the 11 to 1 at Orange County, and then they stream it to the other campuses. So because he's so busy, they don't do that Thursday night Bible study anymore. But that's the one that we used to all get together in the office and go. But they just created a movie about his testimony, which is called Jesus Revolution. And Kelsey Graham plays Pastor Chuck Smith in there. So yeah, you might, if it's still in the theaters now, if you have a chance to see it, I know it'll be a huge blessing for you.
What was it called?
It's called Jesus Revolution.
Oh, okay. Jesus Revolution.
Yeah. Yep,
okay,
Jesus
okay.
Revolution. Yeah, and it's about the Jesus Revolution that took place like back in the 70s, you know, where all of a sudden all the hippies were coming to the Lord and whatnot. So it's a really neat, it's a, you know, documentary based on a real life thing that happened, you know, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he says, he gives us updates on the film every week when we go to church, but he said that a lot of people are getting saved because there's Christians that will come to the movie to see it, and then the non-Christians that see it get like teary-eyed and they want to know, like, how can I get saved? And there's a full sinner's prayer in
awesome.
The movie, but there's people that are right after the film that'll just like run into people that are ready to like commit their lives. So it's really cool.
Wow. That's beautiful. Wow, yeah, that's beautiful.
It's beautiful, yeah. And if you look up even Kelsey Grammer, he was on live with Kelly and Ryan talking about the movie, and he started getting all teary-eyed and talking about like how the movie touched him, and he's a believer now too. So,
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. Okay. So Steve's not replying. So what I'll do is I will kind of touch base with him and see if he needs anything from you, Andrew, other than what you've already given us, because that shouldn't take that long to you know, port it over. But in the meantime, at least you know the site is up and running anyway, right?
Yeah. It is. I mean, yeah, it is running, but I still... Well, like, to use my domain, because that my domain is already, like, on my business card and all that stuff, so, you know, it just makes sense for it to be used. And,
I understand.
Yeah.
We'll get that fixed for you, and one thing I can do, because the $199 that you paid is a non-refundable amount, and it does say that in the terms. So if you wanted to cancel, I could do it. But what I'm thinking, Andrew, since you already paid, I want you to get the most bang for your buck. So what I'll do is I'll give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end, which means that, yeah, let me just look at my calendar here and see what date that's going to bring us out to. Because right now you're paid in full until April 9th. So if I extend that for an extra 2 weeks, it will be the 9th is a Sunday. So it'll take us to the 23rd. Okay, so I'll push the next billing out till April 23rd. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get your business on the first page, get the phone ringing with new clients. That way you can see the magnitude of what this will do for your business. And again, you're paid in full till April 23rd now because I already pushed that out. So if I know you're a business and you have to be careful, especially since you're buying leads right now too. I bet that takes up a lot of money, you know? So if for some reason come April 23rd you decide not to continue, just call us a couple of days ahead of time and we'll cancel it out. But I'm confident that you're going to be so thrilled with it that you're going to want to keep it. Now, the good news for you is that your Google listing is already live and it's already verified. Again, it takes hundreds of hours of programming to get it on the first page, which is what we're doing behind the scenes. But one thing you can do that will help you get even better results quicker is to work on getting a 5-star rating on your Google listing. So I'm going to send you an email that will help you with that. It'll say, you know, thank you for using ARC Construction. If you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google.
Sounds good.
So, yeah, I just want to preface that and let you know that you can send it to anyone. You can send it to a friend, a relative, a current client, a past client. Just try to send it to someone that you know will say something nice, because you know how in business there's always that one person somewhere that you can jump through hoops and bend backwards for, and no matter what you do, they're not happy. So don't send it to that guy. Right? Yeah, only send it to the ones that you think will say something nice. So that's already in your inbox. I just triggered it. So if you have any questions on it, just feel free to call me. And you won't you won't forget my extension since you're a believer. It's 777.
Yeah, I know. All right, that's good.
Yeah, the other one of the other sisters here that work, we both wanted 777, and I had a little bit of seniority over her. So she said, okay, if I can't have 777, then I'll have 316. And I'm like, oh, that's a good one, too.
Nice. That's a good one, too.
That's
awesome.
A good one,
too.
Yeah, so... Well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you, so work on those reviews, and at least if you click on the link in the email, you'll see that your Google listing is live, and you'll be able to see results popping up on the dashboard. Do you understand the dashboard? Are there any questions that you have on it, or is it just kind of self-explanatory?
I mean, it's just kind of to show, like, you know, my website, and also, like, I guess, how many people, like, view it or something, or view something? I'm not really sure how it works.
Exactly. Okay. So on the dashboard, it will show you, once people start finding you on Google, Google will track how many people saw you, they'll track how many people clicked on the website, how many clicked to call you, and you'll start seeing results popping up on the dashboard. So that's going to be something that will help you. Also, on the dashboard at the top, there's a tab that says Business Info.
Yeah.
If you click on that, you can make updates. So let's say that you have a beautiful before and after photo of a project that you just completed, and you're like, oh, I wish I put that on my website. You can. You can go to the dashboard, click on Business Info, upload the photo. It's sent directly to our technicians, and anything that you send that way is automatically put on your site within the first, 1 to 3 business days.
Okay.
Yep, so that tab, just as a refresher, will be at the top. So next time you go on the dashboard, you'll see tabs that say home, leads, website listing. So the very last one says business info, and that's the one that you can make edits to, okay?
Okay. All right, sounds good. Thanks.
All right. I enjoyed talking to you. No problem. Where do you fellowship at, by the way?
It's a smaller church in San Jose, called South Bay Agape Church.
South Gate? South Bay?
South Bay, yeah. South Bay Agape Christian Church, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, my wife
Yeah, it's my wife's church. I grew to, you know, like it, I guess. But, you know, I pretty much, when I met her, she was attending there, and I wasn't a Christian at the time, so she kind of helped me reconnect with God. Because I was raised a Christian, but then I stopped going to church, and when I met her, she helped me reconnect. So, yeah. I'm really thankful for her.
That's beautiful. I pray that for my son. He's accepted the Lord, but now he's kind of not really walking with him, and he's with a girl that's kind of, you know, I think pulling him in the wrong direction. So I keep praying that, you know, eventually he gets a nice Christian girl.
That's tough. Whenever you're with someone that doesn't share the same faith, it's really tough, you know. Either you bring them to church or bring them to God, or they bring you away from God, you know? So it's like, I don't know. It's tough. I've seen both cases. So, I mean, continue praying for your son. I'm sure.
I do.
I'm sure things will work out. Luke? That's awesome.
I pray for him all the time, but I do know that, you know, Pastor Greg always does an illustration that says if you're standing on a chair, it's always easier for someone to grab your hand and pull you down than for you to pull them up. And I always think about that, you know, it's so much easier to get pulled down, you know, and that's what's happening to them. But I have faith. I always say, like it says in the Bible, you raise your kids in the Lord, and when they grow up, they won't depart. So I know that it's just a matter of time, you know.
That's true. I agree. It's okay.
Yep.
Don't give up. Keep praying.
Yep.
You will.
I will keep praying. Thank you, Andrew. Thanks for the encouragement. I definitely enjoyed talking to you. You're a great person,
well.
And we'll take really good care of your account. So if you have any questions moving forward, just feel free to call me, okay?
All right. Thanks so much, Tina. I appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome.
All right.
I will. You too, Andrew. Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.